This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are safe and sound, whatever nook, cranny, or canyon you hail from, whether you're listening to us in the U.S. or some other country. Big shout out to all of our fans in the U.K. and Australia and Ireland and Brazil even. I've gotten a few emails from some people in Brazil. That's fantastic. I'm going to start on a note where I say fair or foul, and I'm going to tell you my opinion right from the get-go on this. The U.S. State Department is backing away from the idea of a Beijing Olympics boycott. Oh, yeah, you forgot about the Olympics because maybe you were focused on Tokyo coming up in the summer where nobody can go. Athletes, but nobody else. The State Department is denying that it was discussing a joint boycott alongside allies of the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The games are due to take place between February 4th and February 20th. Here's the scoop. The U.S. has not made a decision yet. One of the things that was said because of the rumors that are starting to fly around is our position on the 2022 Olympics has not changed. We have not discussed and are not discussing any joint boycott with allies and partners. They're just not doing anything because they're waiting to see what everybody else is going to do. There is broad bipartisan support for taking a tougher policy stance against China. There is hardly unanimous agreement that a boycott would be the most productive path to pursue. I understand that. Any discussion of a diplomatic boycott of the Olympic Games would come as this administration is working to rally allies to mount international pushback on China. Here's what I say. Boycott. I am so pro sports and athletes who train blood, sweat, and tears to get to that moment. But for everything that's happened, the lack of accountability, transparency, and everything else in between, boycott, boycott, boycott. Now, some would say dominate, dominate, dominate. Go there and kick everyone's butt and show the supremacy of the United States. And you could look to different eras where that happened, right? For example, Jesse Owens. Is there anything better than that? A black American sprinter wins 4 gold medals at the 1936 Summer Olympics in Nazi Berlin. Last month, the United States sanctioned 2 Chinese officials citing their roles in serious human rights abuses against ethnic minorities. The sanctions by the Biden administration complement actions also taken by the European Union, the United Kingdom, and Canada. So I say that this is a strong, 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 strong call. And it's a tough one to make. It's a tough one for the athletes, a tough one in a lot of different directions and for a lot of different reasons. But again, I go to transparency, accountability, conversation. Anything to help with what's been happening in the worst crisis of our lifetime. And I think there needs to be a boycott. And there are lots of people calling for a boycott, and it is bipartisan. So it's not necessarily political lines. Do we really want our athletes going to Beijing February 4th to the 20th to kick up their heels opening ceremony and then compete against other nations? Yes, to compete against other nations. But China is denying all kinds of allegations about forced labor and other abuses. And then, of course, you look to what has happened with the pandemic, right? But especially for some of the other things that are also happening in China. And it's frustrating. And I think it's time to do that kind of a boycott. Now, you could do other kinds of boycotts, right? There are other scenarios that people have suggested. The most likely is for the U.S. to join at least one other Western country in a diplomatic boycott of the games. that means not sending any government representatives to the Olympics and not having other high profile, you know, taking other high profile steps to deny Beijing the limelight, because hosting is a big deal. And a lot of money normally would flood into a country that is hosting the games. And it would be dramatic if the U.S. wasn't there. It would be very dramatic if the U.S. and a few other countries weren't there, like the U.K., Canada, Australia, that kind of thing. I don't know. The diplomatic approach isn't as drastic, and it could be, there could be the likelihood that that would happen. I'd say there's a good likelihood of that. The actual boycott of the games, I'm not so sure. It depends on where everybody else's, I think, allegiances lie. And would Beijing retaliate against countries involved in boycotts? You bet. You kidding? Of course. They would definitely boycott Western events. They would definitely sanction anybody that's prominent among the boycott advocates. I don't think that would be a surprise, right? And then some would say, well, what is the potential cost of losing access to the Chinese market? Does it outweigh the concern over even a Western consumer backlash? So there are things to consider. There are risks that would happen. There is a risk. There are definitely blowback things that would fall back on the United States and other countries. But you just look at the human rights, and you just look at some of the other things that are happening in China, and it would be an aggressive step. It would be a bold step. It would be the right step. I think it would be a step in the right direction. 100%. All right, speaking of that, here's a step in the right direction, because people had to bury so many of the people that they love. Funeral costs sky high these days, and really not the traditional funerals because of COVID, but this administration is saying they're going to launch a funeral assistance program where some people would get up to $9,000 to cover the burial costs of their loved ones who died of COVID-19. It's the largest program of its type ever, ever, ever offered for this sort of thing by the federal government. It's open to anybody regardless of their income. They just have to show documentation and that they haven't received any kind of similar benefits through another program. The toll of COVID-19 has been immense. I mean, it would be unprecedented scale. More than 557,000 Americans have died of COVID-19, and that's, of course, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. How many people would be eligible? You know, they may have had other programs, who knows? But they have a hotline set up, and you can bet people will be calling that hotline. There has been a push to help families pay for burials since last spring, when COVID-19 was ripping New York apart, and the mobile morgues were needed to handle the surge of all the deaths. So funeral aid here would be a very, very big, big deal. All right, stay with us. Coming up, our mic drop moment.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
I'll tell you what, it's book three, it's here, Claire Cinnamon's Delana. In book three, Mallard, Mississippi's young, wealthy landowner, Lainey Cash, is leaving, shockingly, her hometown due to so much drama that has been flying around her, the magnitude of a big family secret, and the up-and-down romantic relationship with farmer Jed McCray. So she's going to finish her college degree. It was interrupted by her father's untimely death in Texas. She's got a new move, a new life, and it's going to be an interesting circle of friends you'll meet, a chance to reconcile with her estranged mother, the potential for an impressive political career. Ooh, I'm hooked. Will Delana and Jed choose separate lives, or will their lingering love outlast all else? It's the trilogy. It's your favorite writer, Claire Cinnamon. She has so many fans, and you are probably one of those fans. And if you're not, you need to be. You can get all three of her books on Amazon. The newest, of course, in the trilogy is Delana. Go to Amazon.com. And by the way, the author herself will join us on our very next show. So a great conversation with Claire Cinnamon coming up on our next show. All right, you don't have to wait for this. It is time for that mic drop moment. And there's always so many things that we could drop the mic on, right? This one, though, really caught me. There's always arguments about voter fraud and what, who's voting where, and even beyond voter fraud, should the polls be open all day long and everything be a national holiday and everything be closed. We're always looking at voting and the way we vote. And we know it at this in this last decade, there was so much conversation about that. But there always is. If you go back in history, you see that. So Apple CEO Tim Cook is saying that he envisions a future where Americans cast their ballots through their iPhone. Boom. Mic drop. You're voting from your couch. Oh, it seems like we're in the pandemic. You don't even have to get up, put on your socks, put on your shoes, and do the voting thing. I don't know that I agree with Tim Cook. Not in the near future. I don't know what he's saying about a future. You know, he's saying, and he's right about this. I mean, we bank on our phones. We have health information on our phones. We cut contracts on phones. I mean, phones are computers. But can you really securely vote on a phone? And are there ways, people are would probably laugh and say, oh, of course there's ways that you can authenticate it. But there could be ways around that, I think, too. So, Tim Cook, you better be working on it, and you better have something that's foolproof if you're going to really think that this has a chance to make it. I don't think it makes it in the next decade. I don't, even though technology is incredible, and there are amazing things that are happening every single day. Would you feel comfortable voting on your iPhone? I mean, there's the question. There's a question of the day. Would you feel comfortable doing that? Send me your thoughts, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, where you, yeah, you're at your house. You just scroll down, boom, 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 punch it in. He's saying that this is, you know, this is a way to end some of the nonsense. And he was part of that coalition of business leaders who criticized the restrictive new Georgia voting law. And he says, everything that we're doing, why couldn't he? Couldn't we do it? Why not? Well, here's the first thing. The voting systems are so low-tech. I mean, that is way different than banking. It is way different even than healthcare. It is way different than e-commerce. It is low-tech, low-tech, no-tech in some cases. And then you go back to the problem again that we saw with the vaccination, which would bleed into voting. You have people that don't even have an iPhone. They don't know anything about apps. They don't know how to work it. They don't want to know. And listen, some of the most technical savvy people I know are older people, and some of the low-tech people I know are older people. And even some younger people I know are sort of anti-tech. So I don't know that saying, well, everybody, I mean, it's perfect for him to say that everybody will have an iPhone, because he's banking all the bank on everybody getting the iPhones. I get it. I mean, yes, it's revolutionary. There's amazing things that happen on the iPhone. I have an iPhone. I get it. But I think it could be tough. I think people would be left out, at least in this next decade. I don't see it. I mean, could it expand the reach and the accessibility? It could, but could it also raise more questions? And could it actually create more doubt than security, because the security thing is the thing. The voting age population in the U.S., just shy of 67% voted in the 2020 presidential election. That was the highest percentage of any election in over 100 years. So of the voting age, what is that going to look like? The cost of the iPhones, internet access, voter identification, that's a problem. Security issues, like I said. I mean, I can come up with a few more things. And leaving a generation behind, because I think that would also happen. It is revolutionary, though, my friends, and it is definitely a mic drop moment. It would be wild if all of a sudden we got the memo. You get the memo? I hope you did. I hope you had your iPhone open, because the memo is that, yeah, you don't have to go to a polling place and wait in line. And I'll say this, because I grew up this way, that you had to have an opinion when you came to the table. Pay attention to what's going on in your community. Learn about social studies and learn about history and learn about what's happening in your backyard. My mother was really adamant about that. And she didn't care if we had a different opinion than hers, politically or any other way, just as long as we had an opinion and backed up what we were saying, didn't just say things to save them. And voting was a huge deal in my family. that was such a rite of passage that you got to vote. Everybody's excited. We celebrated. You got to go. This is the first time you voted, the whole thing. And there is something about that. There's something about going into a polling place and voting. And then think of all those placards that are put out. Republican, Democrat, Independent, this person, that person, vote for them, vote for judge, vote for this. All of those, that whole industry, what would happen to it? Would it just dry up and everything would be digital? I think perhaps in the future, but the you know, not closer to us future, way more than 10 years. I really, really, really believe that. I'm marking this down. 10 years from now, will I be eating crow over that comment? I don't think so. And there's more of a chance that even more cruise ships will come back in the next decade than voting through an iPhone. Because right now, cruise ships are being scrapped because they're struggling to ride out the pandemic. You know, no sail orders are in place. Some companies save money by sending entire cruise ships to the scrapyard. Can you imagine? It was supposed to be a huge year for the cruise industry before the pandemic hit, before the coronavirus pandemic hit. 2020, the celebration of a new decade, that was supposed to be big. They're relying on customers coming back, loyalty from a disastrous year that has cost lives, jobs, and hit revenue very, very, very hard. So lots of cruise ships were scrapped. But there simply was no way. How do you keep them afloat, and how much it cost to do that, even when you're talking about some of the places where these ships are parked? It is the craziest thing to see. And it's like the plains. It reminds me of the plains in the desert for our friends listening in Arizona. And you know what I'm talking about. It is wild to fly over that or see that, all those plains. And it's the same thing with the cruise ships, where they're in the shipyards and they're just parked there. And they've been parked there. It's insane. It's just a reminder, a stark reminder. Yeah, we've been in this for a long time. And even though it feels different, it feels like we're emerging from something different, we're still not quite out of the bubble. We're not there. It feels like it. It feels like something's shifted. Definitely optimism has shifted. And that, my friends, is always a good thing. All right, hang with us. Author's Corner coming up next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from Johns Hopkins University shows that nearly half of new coronavirus infections in the United States are coming from five states. Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania have reported 44% of the country's new cases over the last 7 days. Health officials worry that similar increases in infections could occur in other areas of the country as more states open up. And a new report says that the Biden administration may be restarting construction on the southern border wall. The report from the Washington Times says that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is considering filling gaps left in the border wall when President Biden signed an executive order halting all construction. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed Tuesday that some construction has already been funded, possibly giving DHS the option to finish particular projects on the wall. You're listening to USA Radio News. Major League Baseball has found a new home for the All-Star Game. Tim Berg has more.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game now will be played at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says Major League Baseball will regret their decision to move the All-Star Game out of his state.
I mean, it's almost comical moving the All-Star Game from a city that's, you know, or a metro area that's 51% African American to a metro area that's 10% African American.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Also, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott pointing out that Georgia has 17 days of early voting. Meanwhile, Colorado only has 15. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former MLB Commissioner Faye Vincent is criticizing the move. In an opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal, Vincent accused MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred of making a serious mistake that will only hurt workers in Atlanta who would have benefited from the game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Australia for a conversation with John Brody, who I discovered off the air has quite the sense of humor. I'm not surprised by that at all. And he has a very big heart. And he's written a book called Destruction Our Policy. And I think it's one that so many of us can relate to who are frustrated and will explain. And others, I hope this opens your eyes. John, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
So you go from civil engineer to also being heavily involved in the community. You are a problem solver, as you told me. I love problem solvers. You're in the construction industry. You get this opportunity in Australia with the Justice of the Peace. And then what happens? What do you see that you didn't realize was so much around you?
Well, my involvement in construction and my focus on problem solving caused me to look at anything at all in the industry that was doing damage. And one of the most damaging policies I ever came across was a policy called Band-Aid application. And I saw three dwellings that were absolutely ruined because of this insane Band-Aid application policy, which fixes nothing, but rather causes the escalation of corrosion. Now, our national constitution embraces the same policy. And it's in America, it's in England, it's on, in Australia, and it reduces us to superficiality in problem solving rather than actual solution and correction. And I can't stand that sort of stupidity, particularly when it's impacting so badly on our quality of life together. So I have to try and do something to stop it or change it or raise it out of the pit.
So okay. then you take that, and again, this Band-Aid application policy, and you're right about that, I agree, in the UK and the United States and Australia, and there are probably many other places as well, but those are great examples of it when it comes to not really digging in and getting those solutions. And you start to help women that are victims, I'll say, of domestic violence. And what did you find there?
Well, it brought me face to face with the reality of the situation and the way that women were being utterly dominated. And this is going back to the early, mid-1980s. And I had no idea that that sort of thing was going on. And it absolutely shocked me. And then there were two women in particular, both of whom were married to corporate high flyers. Both of them had warned their wives that if they ever insulted them, it would take them nothing to have them killed. And I was just stunned. So I worked out a strategy by which I could rescue them. And it worked. And both of them got out of it. Both of them had a better life. And that started me on the path to raising up the standard of womanhood, Kate.
And how gratifying has that been for you to be involved with these women at a point where they were so low and who knew what would happen to their lives and then see what then happens because you get involved? How that has to be gratifying.
Oh, it was, absolutely. But then again, being an ethical justice of the peace, I've had power of attorney over five or six women, also helping them out of domestic abuse situations where they were beaten down so badly that they could have lost everything in life. So I could take over their circumstances and using my skills in strategy planning and logic and all the rest of it, I could help them out, and it all worked. So, you know, I see this as my calling in life. And I just keep going, trying to do the best I can and beat the odds, Kate.
Yeah, and isn't that the game? So explain that, too, for people who don't know, because the title could mean different things. We know justice of the peace. The word ethical, how do you get to become the ethical justice of peace in your area in Queensland?
Well, the justice of the peace was by royal decree that only ethical people could hold a commission. As a result, the JP Commission is the most decorated, most respected organisational structure in history. To define ethics, it's like a master's degree in social education. It's a dedication to decency, courtesy, manners, and respect for justice. So looking to do things right is an automatic status. And, of course, my life is based on a good sense of humour, so I get on with womanhood very well, thank you very much.
And that's exactly what I said, that you absolutely, I could tell that the second that we started talking. So writing the book, Deconstruct in deconstruction our policy, what, because of everything you had seen and the frustrations over problem solving, is this why you decided, you know what, I'm going to write this book?
Yes. The name Destruction is Our Policy came to mind and suddenly occurred to me that that is, in fact, the culture of politics. Because everything politics does impacts badly on our status in the world. We only have to have a look around at the impact on the natural environment and the disastrous effect that is going to have in future generations. We see the impact on climate exchange, the radicalism of weather is already costing us billions of dollars. There is nothing at all that we do that is improving. So, you know, I look in the history of things and we are supposed to be the most intelligent species on Earth, but I'm sorry, but I can't understand why this is so when everything goes wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you. What's the solution, John? What are some of the solutions to that?
Well, in the first place, we need to put an ethics commission together and look at redesigning the Constitution to rid ourselves of all the negativity in it. The contrast between national constitutions and those presiding over clubs and organisations seems to be totally different, and we can't have two sets of rules. If a section of a constitution in a club or organisation, because of changing circumstances, reaches a point where it starts to impact on the ethical administration of the organisation, it is legally mandatory that the constitution must be redesigned to get rid of the damaging stuff. So why is that not so with the national constitution? And this is why I'm doing battle with politics as we speak. Because no one in politics has ever come to the community and suggested we need to change. So we need to go back to that, put it on the drawing board, and see what we can do in coming up with something far better. Then, and only then, can we start looking at improving other things.
Yeah. Was for you in doing research and looking at what you had seen, was it like a labor of love, or was it fun for you to put together this book?
To answer your question, yes. I love the challenge. I love the purpose, because everything I'm doing is right. I don't have any difficulty with what I'm doing and the way I'm doing it, because the focus is right. And my only focus is on raising our quality of life on Earth and all that we do, and making sure that the history of politics does not go down as the destroyer of humanity on Earth.
Wow.
And if we keep going that way, that's going to be inevitable.
Yep, so well said.
So we must change.
Yep, so well said. We must change. So pick up John Brody's book,
yes.
Destruction is Our Policy. John, thank you so much for coming on.
My absolute pleasure, Kate, and lovely to meet you. Nice to talk to America.
And nice to talk to you. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And as we come to the close of this hour, some odds and ends. It is not a reality show. It is the truth. Caitlyn Jenner apparently is exploring a run for the California governor's seat if it should open. Gavin Newsom is under fire. There were so many signatures gathered. Recall, recall, recall. Sounds familiar. Remember what happened with Gray Davis. And that was the entree into Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming governor of the Golden State. Look, in California, you never know what's going to happen, but this apparently is serious and not a publicity stunt and not something for reality TV. I mean, she is a former reality television star, but with that recall election really amping up, a challenge from somebody high profile could make a difference. And remember, Jenner is a previous Trump supporter and would draw a lot of attention to the race. And this is our most populated state in the United States. There you go. We'll see. Stranger things have happened and celebrities have won before. Again, Arnold, I'll be back. All right, speaking of being back, are we back? I saw a Gallup poll that said COVID fears are fading, that Americans are worrying less about COVID now and trying to just get back to some sort of whatever the normal will be, or the new normal, or whatever you want to call it. But Gallup is pretty reliable. 35% of U.S. adults now say they're very or somewhat worried about contracting COVID-19, but that's the lowest point in Gallup's trend since April of 2020, which was really at the height of when this whole thing unfolded and changed the world. So 22% of Americans are very or moderately worried about access to hospital services and treatment. 14 are just as worried about access to COVID-19 tests. So it's fading. It's fading from what it was. Not that it's not there altogether, and depending on where you live, and I keep saying the same thing, and your circumstances. Did you know somebody that died? Did you know somebody who had a terrible case of it and barely got over it? Do you know a COVID long hauler? It's human nature. What you know, what you see, what you feel, touch, and hear in within your circles is a lot of how you see what's happening and how you disseminate information. I say this all the time. Listen, there are so many ways to, and so many sources to hunt down different ideas, different perceptions, different scientific data on what's happening. And the bottom line is this, there's so much we don't know about the coronavirus. We see these variants and we look at the double mutation. I talked about that at length in a previous show. COVID long haulers. There's just so much that is not known. And despite moving fast and despite rather brilliant brains, this is what happens. This is what happens. Hell hath no fury like a fired worker. We know that. And that is sad and tragic. Some of the things that have happened in our more recent history, but a fired Walmart employee crashed a car through the front door of the store and kept driving inside the building. Now, this happened in North Carolina. Police ultimately, of course, arrested 32-year-old Lacey Gentry, who had been recently fired from the store and flipped out. You know, he jumped in his 2015 Volkswagen Passat and slammed right into the front. I mean, he caused massive damage to the store, especially to the front of it, obviously. So it's pretty easy to arrest him. Hey, get out of your car. You're in the middle of the store. But you see the smashed up front door and all that. But what is he thinking? So then he goes to jail and he's got a $100,000 bond. I mean, who knows if he even has a lawyer or not. So he gets fired and makes it worse. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I don't know if it's me or if I just, from what we've heard and things that we're seeing, there is some serious anger out there. It's like when we talked to Dr. Campbell the other night, who talked about blame and anger and how to turn it around and how powerful that is. Whew, I think that should be mandatory. Everybody should look at his book and everybody should learn about blame and anger. I mean, come on, give me a break with this. All right, let's move on to some more odds and ends. How about this one? We keep hearing about satellite technology and what's happening in the satellite world and how things are getting smaller and it's easier with the kind of technology that we have. And I just saw a great story, I just read a great story about this technology that puts a swarm of spacecraft no bigger than a loaf of bread into orbit. Or orbit. I mean, crazy. We're talking about 247 million cubic feet of glacial ice and snow going down the Tibetan mountain at about 185 miles an hour. That's how the writer at SV Gate put it. I love that. And people and scores of animals were killed around the world. So they researched why the avalanche occurred with such force, and then been studying this. They pored over the images that were taken. They scanned photos of a nearby glacier. They noticed some of the crevices forming and what was happening there. But the images of the glaciers, this is the powerful part of what we can see, came from a constellation of satellites that I said were not very big, no bigger than a shoebox. That's in orbit, 280 miles up. That's just mind-blowing to me. So, and it's operated by a company called Planet. The satellites, called Doves, weigh over 10 pounds each, and they fly in flocks that today include 175 satellites. So if one fails, the company has, guess what, an array of other. They replace it, and it's got better batteries, solar arrays, and cameras become available, and it gets even better. And the company updates its satellites the way Apple unveils a new iPhone. I mean, the revolution that is happening in technology that is transforming things you don't even know about. Just think about that. Think about what you can learn and what they can shoot from that tiny, tiny satellite that they've got there. So it used to be the size of like a garbage truck, if you remember the old satellites. And also it cost a lot less. Where, you know, they were 400 million, those big satellites. Now we're talking about 1 million or less. And it gets produced in factories, garages, college classrooms. Oh, I want to go to a college classroom where they're designing one of these suckers. When I read that story, it just blew my mind. Because of the money you save, because of the access, and because of how easy it is to come in and out of that when one fails, like I just said. And that is, that's incredible. And that revolutionary progress in technology in some way, absolutely will help us all. Certainly one of the big stories the last 2 weeks, and now we're in day 7 officially of the Derek Chauvin trial, is what's happening. And I talked about this at the top of the hour, the use of force, the 9 minutes on the neck, and what Minneapolis police are trained to do and what the policies are. And that's been the last really 2 days that we've heard. And it's interesting, we're learning a lot more about what the techniques are and what force can and should be avoided. And a force expert testified flat out that officers aren't trained to use their legs or knees on somebody's neck and are told to avoid neck pressure when possible, because this is what the defense is trying to say, that this is procedure. But time and time again with these witnesses in the last couple of days, especially with really pointed questions, they're saying the opposite. They're saying that those techniques are not part of what is being taught. And especially when someone can't breathe, and especially when someone's down, and a lot of charges against Chauvin. And I think that in a matter of weeks, it goes to I think it's going to go quickly to the jury. And then how quickly does the jury come back? And ultimately, we don't know. I mean, we're looking into a crystal ball. We don't know what the decision will be. And then California, you know, talking about California and the fact that Caitlyn Jenner may run for governor and the governor being under fire. How about this? So Gavin Newsom, who was closing things, opening things, California is planning to lift most coronavirus restrictions on businesses and workplaces by June 15th. They say enough people should be vaccinated by then to allow life to get back to pre-pandemic normal. So they're saying pre-pandemic normal. Woohoo! That's a good thing. Will it help Gavin Newsom? I think not. I think that there's so many people that are furious, there is going to be a recall. On that note, thank you so much for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.